Tonight we have boys D1 sub-district action. It's a basketball doubleheader for you. The first up will be the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on HTRS. That'll be followed up with our nightcap, our second game of the night, when Pawnee City faces Weeping Water. Looking forward to what should be a couple of good matchups tonight here. The HTRS Titans reached tonight's ballgame by posting a 46-30 win last night over Nebraska City Lords. That's a game in which the final score really was indicative of how close the game actually was. HTRS actually trailed by 115-14 at halftime and came on with a big fourth quarter to get that 46-30 win. Very pleased to have working alongside of me, Johnson Brock Broadcasting's Clara Heller. And Clara, we're excited to have this on Strive tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us here. We want to remind everyone that tonight's broadcast here on Sunny 101.3 is also being simulcast. It'll be live on the Johnson Brock Broadcasting's Strive TV video stream. You can find that at strive.tv/Johnson Brock. So if you're at home listening in tonight here on Sunny and you'd like to watch the game also, you're near a computer, just go to the Johnson Brock Strive stream and you'll find our audio all synced up with their video. Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our pregame right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
And we've just had the playing of our national anthem. The colors being presented tonight by Johnson's Bender Reese Post 330, American Legion Post tonight, doing a great job presenting our colors here at Johnson Brock High School. Once again, I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Clara Heller is our color commentator for this broadcast, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson Brock's Strive TV. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for this first game. First of all, for the HTRS Titans, they are 4-17 on the year. They got here by virtue of a 46-30 win over Nebraska City Lords last night. Coach Mike Short will go with Hunter Bowling. Bowling is a 5'11 sophomore. Jack Hunsicker, a senior at 6'2. Brogan Dunlap, a 6-foot sophomore. Brant Leach, a senior at 6'2. And Ryken Davis, also a senior at 6'2. Starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They're coached by head coach Lucas Dollinghouse. They are 19-4 on the year. They'll go with Sloan Pelican. Pelican, a 5'8 junior. Camden Dollinghouse, a sophomore at 6'1. Kaysen Dollinghouse, also a sophomore at 6'1. Nick Perriott. Perriott, a 6'3 senior. He's celebrating his 18th birthday today, so happy birthday to Nick Perriott. And Leighton Behrens rounds out the starting five for the Eagles. He is a 6-foot junior. Those are the starters for Johnson Brock. Again, this is the D1 sub-district. A quick scoring update from the D2 sub-district being played in Fall City at the half. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Lewiston Tigers 54-11, the halftime score in Fall City. Ready to jump it up, Nick Perriott in the middle to jump it up against Brant Leach. The tip's going to be controlled by Johnson Brock. Coming down with the basketball, Behrens. Behrens gives it up here to Camden Dollinghouse across the timeline to the left wing with it. Back up to Camden, around to Sloan Pelican on the right side. In the paint, Perriott. Left elbow, long three from the corner, up and good by Kaysen Dollinghouse. So Kaysen with the first 3 points of the ballgame. Johnson Brock jumps out to an early lead, 3-0, opening seconds here at Johnson. HTRS with the basketball. This is Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker works over to the left wing with it. Now comes to the midcourt circle between the rings, right side of the key. Picks the basketball up, loses the dribble, a cross-court pass to Hunter Bowling. Bowling between the rings, he works to the right side. Sloan Pelican picks him up. Johnson Brock in a man-to-man defense to open the ballgame. Bowling holds the ball on the right side. Again, hands up to Hunsicker. Hunsicker works the left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Hands the ball back all the way and goes Dunlap. Feeds it underneath the Bowling. Shot off the glass, up and good by Hunter Bowling. Bowling with the first bucket for the Titans. It's 3-2, Johnson Brock on top. Eagles basketball. Pelican, top of the key, Dollinghouse. Now from the left side, Perriott. Off the back of the rim, doesn't go. The rebound to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap will bring the basketball up court himself now for the Titans. 6:42 to play here in the first quarter. 3-2 your score. Johnson Brock on top. Titans basketball. This is Hunsicker. Lost the dribble to the near side. Finds Hunter Bowling with the pass. Bowling goes all the way to the corner. Baseline right side. Bounce pass into the corner. Out onto the left wing. It comes to Hunsicker once again. He has the ball dribbled away and picked up in the paint. Bowling feeds it underneath Ryken Davis. Davis couldn't find the handle on it. Chases the ball down in the corner. Gives back up to Dunlap. Dunlap, ball away. Set shot off the glass, doesn't go. The ball is tipped around and coming up with it on the far side is Hunsicker. Stolen right back by Pelican. 2-on-1 fast break. Pelican feeds Perriott left side. Nick Perriott off the glass, couldn't get it. Ball is tipped away, grabbed up underneath. Follow shot, put back up off the glass and good by Leighton Behrens. Behrens with his first 2 points of the ball game.
Your time right now, 5:48 left in the quarter. Your Eagles up 5-2.
Hunsicker with the basketball, a long three from the left wing, up off, no good. Rebound Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse down the right sideline, holds it up just outside the arc on the right wing to the top of the key. Gives it up to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Here's Pelican for three from the left wing. Got it. Sloan Pelican with his first bucket of the night. Hits the three. Makes it 8-2. Johnson Brock up by six early. 5:23 to play here in the first quarter. Titans with the basketball to set the offense. Dunlap backs it out near the midcourt circle. Comes to Bowling on the right wing. Still in the man-to-man defense, Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican picks up Bowling as he works into the corner on the right side. Bowling lost the handle on it. Pelican with the steal. 3-on-2 fast break. Sloan Pelican takes it all the way in for the driving layup. Got it. Sloan Pelican with back-to-back baskets. He has 5 points, and it's 10-2. Johnson Brock up early. We've got a timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A final score down in the D2 sub-district at Fall City. Sacred Heart defeated Lewiston. The final, Sacred Heart 82, Lewiston 28. 82-28, Sacred Heart with the win over Lewiston in the D2 subs. Back to live action here. HTRS, a driving layup. Dunlap, left side, had the ball stripped away by Dollinghouse, picked up by Pelican. Pelican down court to the left elbow with the pass. Gets it into forecourt to Brody Kaler for three. Got it. The freshman hits the three from the corner. Johnson Brock with three threes already in the ballgame. We haven't even played 4 minutes. It's 13-2. Eagles on top. With the basketball is Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker at the free throw line. Kicks it back to Bowling. Out to the right wing. Here's a long three from the right side. Puts up and off. No good by Brant Leach. And the rebound comes down to Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse takes it coast to coast for the driving layup. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I believe this is going to be a shooting foul. We'll see who they put it on here in a minute. There you go.
That foul is on number 23, Brant Leach. That'll be his first personal first team foul for the Titans.
At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse shooting two. The first one is up and good. That's his first point of the night. An 11-point lead early here for Johnson Brock with 4:09 to play in the first quarter. Second shot coming up for Camden Dollinghouse. Launches the shot. It's up. This one is in and out of there. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to HTRS. Into forecourt on the dribble. That's Vaughn with the basketball. Vaughn hands it up to Hunsicker. Back it comes to Vaughn. He works inside the paint. Driving lay-in up. No. Rebound brought down. Try for follow shot. Put back up and good by Brant Leach. Leach got the put back, and he will be fouled. He'll be at the line for the and one. I think that's probably Buckmeyer. Still waiting to see who they're going to put this one on. They haven't posted it yet. At the free throw line, Brant Leach. Free throw is up and good. Got the bucket to fall. Yeah, that foul must have been on Buckmeyer. At least that's what they've left up there. Or is that from the previous foul? Don't think Buckmeyer's in the ballgame. Yes, he is. That was on Buckmeyer. Here's a shot underneath, up off the glass. Won't go for Dollinghouse. Rebound Buckmeyer. Follow shot. It won't go. Rebound Dunlap. Dunlap comes down with a basketball. On the right side is Hunsicker. Feeds it inside the Bowling on the baseline. We've got a whistle and another foul called on the baseline. We'll see when they post it here. And it'll go. There you go.
Yeah, that foul will be on Camden Dollinghouse, his first foul, and that'll be the second team foul for Johnson.
All right, HTRS's basketball. Jack Hunsicker to inbound it. Baseline right side. He tosses it into Leach. Leach, little shovel pass out here on the wing to Brant Vaughn. Brennan Vaughn with the ball up top to Bowling. Back it comes again to Vaughn. 5'11 sophomore Vaughn on the dribble. Guarded closely out there by Brody Kaler, the freshman. Gives it to Hunsicker left wing. Hunsicker goes to Hunter Bowling between the rings. Man-to-man defense here by Johnson Brock. Titans having trouble cracking that defense to get it inside. Vaughn tries to work the dribble. Now we've got a whistle and another foul called over here on the left wing.
I believe, yeah, that'll be Lane Buckmeyer's second personal foul. Three team fouls for the Eagles now.
Inbounding the ball will be Hunter Bowling. Bowling to inbound it. With the basketball, Sloan Pelican. Pelican, left elbow. Top of the key, shot is up and good for three. Launching that one from the top of the circle was Brody Kaler. He has back-to-back threes. He's 2-for-2 from three-point range. 17-5 your score now. Johnson Brock up by 12. With the basketball is Vaughn. Vaughn holds the dribble, lost the dribble, needs help. Hunsicker comes to get him. Ball nearly stolen by Perriott, but it goes out of bounds off of Bowling here on the near side, right in front of our broadcast table, and possession goes back over to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Randy Gatula, Clara Heller with you tonight here at Johnson Brock High School. 2:25 to play first quarter. The Eagles up 17-5. Into the paint. Dollinghouse, a little follow shot. Try for putback. Barons couldn't get it. And now the rebound brought down and cleared out by HTRS. Getting the rebound is Brant Leach. Leach puts the outlet pass to Dunlap. Dunlap had a big night. He had 16 points last night in the win over Nebraska City Lords, who led the Titans. There's a pass underneath. They were looking under the basket to try and put it inside to Brant Leach. They let him a little too much. The ball's tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. Back off the bench into the ball game comes Camden Dollinghouse now for the Eagles. Hunsicker to inbound it. Baseline right side under his own basket. Hunsicker lobs it up to the top of the key. That's Brant Leach with the basketball to the left side to Vaughn. Vaughn looks to the top of the key. Again comes to Leach with it. To the near side, Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap, guarded closely by Behrens, tries to get to the basket in the corner, has to kick it out to the left side, deep in the corner to Hunsicker. Hunsicker driving baseline, left side lay-in, got the basket, and he will be fouled. Jack Hunsicker got the lay-in, and he'll be at the line for the and one.
That foul is on number 12, Grogi Taylor, and that will be his first personal foul, fourth team foul for Johnson.
At the free throw line, Jack Hunsicker for the and one. Substitutes into the ballgame for HTRS. Ryken Davis comes onto the floor. Also checking in is Alex Kozel. Kozel, a 5'9 junior. Davis, senior at 6'2. At the free throw line for the and one, Jack Hunsicker. Free throw is up and good. Got it to fall. 2 for 2 from the line, RHTRS, the Titans. It's 17-8, 9-point lead for Johnson Brock. Here's Perriott. Nice move to the basket. A little underhanded scoop lay-in wouldn't go. Goes out of bounds. Touch last, though, by HTRS. It'll stay with the Johnson Brock Eagles. High school basketball coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson Brock Broadcasting's Strive TV, STRIV.TV/ Johnson Brock. That's where you find it. Here's a steal. Hunter Bowling, breakaway lay-in, fall-away set shot off the glass. No, rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go. And coming down with a rebound for Johnson Brock is Jalen Behrens. Down court in a hurry. Brody Kaler for three. He got it, and he's fouled. Brody Kaler has hit three threes in a row, and he was fouled. He'll be at the line for the and one.
That foul will be on number 2, Brennan Vaughn. That'll be his first personal foul, and that'll be 2 team fouls for HTRS.
At the free throw line, Brody Kaler. He can be in double figures if he hits this one. He's already got 3 threes here in the first quarter. Brody Kaler, the freshman, puts the shot up and good. He's got 10 in the ballgame. And Johnson Brock extends their lead to 21-8 now over HTRS. With the ball is Hunter Bowling. On the right side, this is Jack Hunsicker with the basketball. Hunsicker feeds it up left to Dunlap. Dunlap, they run a little weave at the top of the key to Vaughn. Vaughn works the left side of the lane. Fall away floater up and off, no good. Rebound pulled away for Johnson Brock by Leighton Behrens. Down court, Sloan Pelican on the right side into Leighton Behrens. Driving layup, oh, couldn't get it. He's going to wish he had that one back. Leighton had an open look under there. Couldn't get it to drop in. Got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Who's that one on, Clara?
Now Johnson with 5 team fouls.
39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 21-8. Johnson Brock with the lead. Brogan Dunlap hands up to Jack Hunsicker. Finds Vaughn with the little weave here at the top of the key. Dunlap takes the ball from Vaughn. Now Vaughn keeps it. Feeds it to the right side of the lane. Kozel back up top it comes. There's Vaughn driving layup. Vaughn, no. Follow shot, try for putback. Ryken Davis for a follow shot. He can't get it. Whistle and a foul called, and we're going to put Ryken Davis at the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2 shots for the HTRS Titans.
I believe... Nope, that foul will be on number 12, Brody Kaler, his second personal foul, 16 fouls for the Eagles.
Ryken Davis at the line shooting 2. The first one rims off, no good. He'll get another attempt here. Down to 17 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. Johnson Brock up 21-8 over HTRS. Davis' second free throw is up. It's good. He hit the second one. Makes it 21-9, the score. 15 seconds on the clock. Johnson Brock down in a hurry. There's Sloan Pelican. Has the ball stolen away by Davis. Davis gets it to Vaughn. 8 seconds. I'm not sure Vaughn's aware of the time. Near to Hunsicker. Hunsicker's going to launch a long three that's short off the rim. Rebound Johnson Brock. And after one quarter, the Johnson Brock Eagles are up 21-9.
We'll take a 1-minute timeout and be right back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress. And keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. We move to second quarter action. HTRS with the basketball. This is Hunter Bowling on the right elbow. Bowling across court pass to the far side. Brogan Dunlap into the corner. Ryken Davis handles the ball. They feed Bowling in the paint. Bowling can't get an open look. Kicks it to the corner. Driving baseline. Fall away. Set shot up and off. No good. Rebound brought down by Johnson Brock. Getting the rebound is Leighton Behrens, but I think we're going to have a foul called on the Eagles.
Yeah, and that foul on Leighton Behrens will put HTRS in bonus. That's Leighton's first personal foul, 17th foul for the Eagles.
Yeah, it should be 1-1 here. You're way ahead of them there, Claire. Now the officials just figured that out. All right. They'll be at the line with Ryken Davis shooting 1-1. Ryken is 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Has a single point. 7:39 to play second period. 21-9. Johnson Brock up. Davis, front end of the 1-1, is up off the rim. No. Rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Clearing out with the basketball is Camden Dollinghouse into forecourt. Feeds it into the corner. Top of the key, Nick Perriott. Perriott with the basketball to Kaysen Dollinghouse inside the paint. Behrens, top of the key, long three is up off the rim. That won't go. That was put up by Dollinghouse. A rebound to HTRS. Dunlap down in a hurry. Bounce pass underneath. Oh, he had Bowling under the basket. Bowling couldn't get the shot off. Had him waiting under the basket all alone there momentarily. Here the ball is tipped away and stolen. Bowling gets it back. It's loose on the floor. Down court. Fast break. Dollinghouse under the basket. Driving lay-in up and good by Camden Dollinghouse. That's the sophomore's first field goal. He's got 3 points. There's a three on the way for Dunlap from the right side that's in and out. Pelican tips the ball out of there. And then it's grabbed up by Kaysen Dollinghouse down court to Camden. Into the corner. Nick Perriott, the birthday boy, 18 today. Driving lay-in up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. On the put back is Leighton Behrens. Behrens with his second bucket. He's got 4 points now in the ball game.
Your time 6:28 in the second quarter. Your score 25-9. Your Eagles.
HTRS with the basketball. Hunter Bowling. They try to feed it underneath. Oh, they were looking in there for Grant Leach. That was too tall. It went over everybody's head. Out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 82-28 was the final in Fall City a little bit ago. Sacred Heart over Lewiston in the D2 sub-district. Driving toward the bucket is Sloan Pelican, and Pelican will be fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot 2 shots for Johnson Brock.
That foul will be on Ryken Davis, his first personal foul, 13th foul for HTRS.
Sloan Pelican at the line to shoot 2. He has 5 points already. Shot is up and good. Hits the first one. That's 6 points now for Pelican. Sloan Pelican, a 5'8 junior. He's a 51% free throw shooter. He hit the first one. I won't say it. Well, he made them both. 100% tonight, 51% on the season. 6:15 to go now here in the first half as HTRS comes down to set their offense. With the basketball, that's Hunter Bowling between the legs dribble. Bowling picks up the dribble at the top of the key. Coming out to help him on the near side is Brant Leach. Leach with a 12-foot jumper up and off, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Down court in a hurry. Ball is loose on the floor. Scramble after it. Into the corner to Sloan Pelican. Now race the other way. Brogan Dunlap, breakaway. Reverse lay-in up, off, no good. Pelican with the rebound. It's like a tennis match. Back and forth. Up the court we go. Here's a long three from the left. left elbow that's up and off, no good. That shot put up by Camden Dollinghouse. Rebound Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse got his own rebound somehow out of there. He gives it up top to Kaysen. Now Pelican for three. It's in and out of there. Wouldn't stay down. And a whistle on the fight for the rebound. A foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Pretty sure on Dollinghouse.
Yeah, I believe that foul is on number five, Camden Dollinghouse. That'll be his second personal foul, eighth team foul for the Eagles.
So we're in the 1-1, and in the bonus at the free throw line will be Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap with a big night last night against Lords. He led the Titans. He had 16 points in the ball game last night. Dunlap has not scored so far this evening. Here, shooting 1-1. Free throw is on the way up, and good. He'll have the bonus. Makes it 27-10 now, our score, with 5:31 to play in the first half here at Johnson. Brogan Dunlap, ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is off the rim, no good, and the rebound taken down by Johnson Brock's Leighton Barons. Outlet pass to Dollinghouse into fourth court. Kaysen Dollinghouse gives to Sloan Pelican. Pelican kicks it into the corner. Brody Kaler, three, got it. Brody's got the hot hand here. I may be wrong, but I don't think he's missed one yet. I think he's 4-for-4 now.
I believe so.
From three-point range, he's got the hot hand. Bryken Davis with the basketball to the top of the key to Dunlap for three. Shot is up and off, and good job on the rebound working the boards by Lane Buckmeyer. Lane did a good job of blocking out and getting to that basketball. Here's Pelican for three, top of the key. No, won't go. Fast break the other direction. Bowling all alone. Hunter Bowling with the easy two on the lay-in. He got behind the Johnson Brock defense. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse will not be happy about that little segment. Nobody back there. Here comes Sloan Pelican with a driving lay-in up and good. Pelican just went right down the avenue between defenders, laid it in. He has 9 points now in the ballgame. And it's a 20-point Johnson Brock lead. HTRS long three, short off the rim. Rebound, Brant Leach up top, clears it to Dunlap. Dunlap wants to go in for the layup, has the ball swatted away nicely by Dollinghouse. Dunlap with a try for a putback, a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Brogan Dunlap at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. That foul, I think, on Kaysen.
Yeah, they'll call that foul on Kaysen Dollinghouse. That'll be his first personal, ninth team foul for the Eagles.
Shooting two is Brogan Dunlap for HTRS. First one is on the way up. It's good. You got it.
There's about 4:12 left in the second, 32-13. Your Eagles with the lead.
Brogan Dunlap at the line, ready for the second shot. Into the game now, Jalen Behrens back onto the floor for Johnson Brock. Dunlap's second free throw is up and good also. He hit them both that time. He's got 3 points. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Here comes Johnson Brock with the basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse, top of the key. Buckmeyer handles the ball. Back to Dollinghouse again. Now Brody Kaler running a little weave and handoff at the top of the key. Oh, here we go. Driving lay-in off the glass up and good. Camden Dollinghouse, well, they gave him an open lane, and he took it. The street was completely cleared down the avenue. He laid it in there. It's a 20-point lead once again for Johnson Brock here. There's a driving layup. Dunlap, he'll be fouled. He ends up on the floor sliding into the cheerleaders down here at the north end. And we're going to put Dunlap at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for HTRS.
That foul will be on Camden Dollinghouse, number five. That'll be his third personal, 10th team foul for the Eagles.
Brogan Dunlap at the line shooting two. First one is up and good. He got the roll. It hesitated there for a minute, but he got it to drop. Brogan has now hit 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Pelican back onto the floor. Took a breather. He checks back in. Brogan Dunlap. Shot is up. It's good. That one nothing but nylon right down the middle for him on that. He's 5 out of 6 from the line. Has 5 points now. 3:33 to go here in the first half. Brody Kaler kicks it into the corner. Across court pass to the near side. Kaysen Dollinghouse driving layup. Got the basket. And he will be fouled. Kaysen Dollinghouse got it to fall on the layup from the left side and was fouled also. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Yeah, that foul is on Hunter Bowling, number zero. His first personal foul, fourth team foul for HTRS.
Kaysen Dollinghouse with 5 points so far, looking for his 6th point here at the free throw line. It's up and good. Got the shot to fall. 3:23 to play, first half, 37-16. The lead is 21 now for Johnson Brock as Hunter Bowling brings it across the timeline. Bowling to the right side. Brogan Dunlap for three off the back of the iron. The ball just will not drop for the Titans here tonight. In the corner, they try to clear it up top. They'll chase it down. I'm sure that's going to be an over and back. Yes, it will. Sitting on the floor down in the far side corner, kind of a dejected-looking Brent Leach. He's the one that heaved that ball back toward his teammates, but it went into backcourt, and it'll be called over and back. HTRS with a commanding lead here in this D1 boys sub-district game. Sloan Pelican will toss it inbounds. Pelican to inbound it. Bounce pass gets it in. Right back it comes to Pelican. Driving layup. Good. Nice job getting the ball back into the hands of Sloan Pelican. He's got 11 points in double figures now. 39-16 your score with the basketball. Right side, Koziel handles it. Here's a steal. Pelican down court. Tried to lead his player. Dollinghouse feeds it back. Shot is up and good. The basket will count for Lane Buckmeyer, and Buckmeyer will be at the line. Well, he'll be shooting the and one.
That foul will be on number 12, Brogan Dunlap. His first personal foul, fifth team foul for HTRS.
At the free throw line. Yes, at the free throw line will be Lane Buckmeyer. He just made the basket. Now he's got the and one coming here. Buckmeyer, 64% free throw shooter on the season. He nails that one. Lane now has 3 points, and it's 42-16. 2:44 to go here in the first half. HTRS basketball. Hunter Bowling into Riken Davis. Davis comes back up to Hunsicker. Hunsicker in the paint, in traffic, has the ball dribbled away with the steal. Down court on the dribble to the left elbow. There's Kaler for three again. This one he missed. He's 4 out of 5 from three-point range. Barons with the rebound. Gives it back to Brody Kaler. He lobs it over to Pelican on the right side. There's Sloan Pelican. Spin move in the paint. Driving layup. Up, off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hunter Bowling. Bowling got that defensive board for the Titans. He'll bring the ball up court. Pelican gives chase. Bowling takes it all the way to the baseline, right side. Tried to put it back into Riken Davis. Stolen there by Pelican. Sloan Pelican. They've got a 4-on-2 fast break. Pelican, big collision on the baseline as Pelican took it toward the bucket. That's going to put Sloan Pelican at the line to shoot two. We'll see who they tag with a foul. There were a couple of Titan defenders in the area.
That foul will be on number 22, Alex Koziel. That'll be his first personal foul, sixth team foul for HTRS.
Sloan Pelican at the line shooting two. First one is up and good. Pelican, as we said, is a 51% free throw shooter on the season, but he's made 3 out of 3 tonight. And he has 12 points already in the basketball game. Chase Van Winkle in the lineup here now. Sloan Pelican. Second free throw is up. It's good also. Got them both. All right. HTRS basketball. Inbound the pass to Dunlap. Dunlap dribbles it across the timeline. Gets a pick set by Riken Davis. Dunlap at the free throw line. Gives back to Hunter Bowling. Bowling goes to the corner. Can't get an open look for a shot. Ball stolen away. Nice job on the steal by Johnson Brock's Garrison Bowie. Bowie gets the steal. Top of the key. Van Winkle to the left elbow. Austin Meyer with the basketball. Back up to the top of the circle again. Sloan Pelican will reset the offense. To the right side, Jalen Behrens feeds underneath. There's a shot off the glass up that won't go. It's tipped around, and coming down with the rebound is Bowling. Long downcourt pass is tipped away. Good job of getting back there defensively for Johnson Brock by Garrison Bowie. HTRS has a player shaken up here, Hunter Bowling. Trying to walk off an ankle here. You see, he's going to come out of the ball game. Bowling will leave the game. Checking in to replace him, Brennan Vaughn. It'll be HTRS's basketball with a minute 16 to play here in the first half. 44-16. Johnson Brock with the big lead. They inbound the pass on the baseline right side. Backing out is Brant Leach to the top of the key. Finds Dunlap. A cross-court pass to Hunsicker. Hunsicker, left-handed dribble, works to the left side baseline. Spin move in the paint. Little floater up and good. Nice move to the basket there by Jack Hunsicker. He's got 5 points. Be sure and stay with us for our halftime show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual statistics for the first half of the ballgame. Johnson Brock with 45 seconds left to work here. On the right side, hailing it is Jalen Behrens. Around it comes to the left wing. Chase Van Winkle in the paint. Van Winkle feeds it up to Gravatt. Hayden Gravett, 5'7", freshman. Across court, pass goes to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer finds Van Winkle once again. Left side in the corner, Bowie. Underneath the basket, no shot. Up it comes to Bowie for three from the left side, short off the rim. Rebound comes right back to him. Across court, pass into the corner. Right side, Gravett. Top of the circle, Van Winkle. Van Winkle driving lay-in. Nope, they're going to say he traveled. And that'll turn the ball back over to HTRS. Substitute in now for Johnson Brock, Dalton Knippmeyer. Speaking of Dalton, he's going to be joining me for the second half of our doubleheader tonight. He's not near as pretty. Dalton Knippmeyer be joining us for the game number two. At the free throw line, there's a jump shot up and good. Nice move by Brogan Dunlap for his first field goal. 2 seconds, 1 second. Midcourt shot is up and off. And it's halftime. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading HTRS 44-20. That's our halftime score. We're going to take a two-minute break here. We'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your rain and hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime.
It's now time for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but not far from debt. But far from debt, excuse me. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers here. First of all, our halftime score, Johnson Brock 44, HTRS 20. Before we look at these individual numbers, we've got some special listeners we want to say hello to. Ellen and Deb Adams are listening in from St. Martin Island down in the Caribbean. Sometimes I have a hard time wrapping my mind around the fact that folks anywhere on the planet can listen to our broadcast. Ellen and Deb, I don't know if you have access to a computer, but tonight's game also being video streamed on Johnson Brock Strive TV, and we've got our audio synced up with it, so you might even be able to watch the game down in St. Martin. Glad to have you tuned in to the ball game. All right, now the scoring. First of all, for the HTRS Titans, Hunter Bowling has 4 at halftime, Jack Hunsicker with 5, Brogan Dunlap has 7 points, including 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. We got 3 points for Brant Leach, and Ryken Davis added 1 for their total of 20. From the free throw line, HTRS made 8 out of 11 from the charity stripe. Individual scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles. 2 players leading the way in double figures. Sloan Pelican has 13. Brody Kaler also with 13, including 4 out of 5 from three-point range. With 5 points at halftime is Camden Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse has 6. Leighton Behrens with 4, and Lane Buckmeyer has 3 for their total of 44. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock 8 out of 9 from the charity stripe in the first half. Again, the score from Fall City tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish defeating Lewiston 82-28 in the boys' D2 sub-district. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, give you an update of the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Fall City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Fall City.
If you're going car shopping, make your first stop down here at Frontier Bank to line up your financing. You'll get a competitive rate, and we can arrange payments to fit your budget. Once you've got your money lined up, you can go out and bargain shop like a cash buyer. Stop in and see us about an auto loan. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 40 tonight under overcast skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 47. Cloudy tomorrow night, chance for snow, lows dip down to about 13. Mainly sunny and dry Thursday, clouds on the increase by Friday. Low 20s Thursday, upper 20s by Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. Randy Gatula along with Clara Heller with you tonight here on Sunny 101.3. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the HTRS Titans 44-20. Don't forget, this is the first half of a basketball doubleheader. Coming up next, the Pawnee City Indians and the Weeping Water Indians. We'll have the Battle of the Indians coming up here for our second half here in this D1 Boys Sub-District. I want to remind everyone, especially our Johnson Brock listeners, we will have girls basketball Friday night, the girls district final, live here on Sunny 101.3 as the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles will be hosting BDS, and that'll be Eagles versus Eagles. In a little bit here, we've got Indians and Indians, but the BDS Eagles, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles, that'll be the district final on the line there, a ticket to the state basketball tournament. That game will be played here at Johnson Brock Friday evening, and you'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. Of course, we'll be back here Thursday night, hopefully, weather permitting, everything goes well for the sub-district finals in this boys' D1 sub-district. So lots of basketball coming your way from Johnson Brock this week here on Sunny 101.3. D2 sub-districts and districts, we have you covered over on KTNC. The game's being played at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. John Nixon has the call for those for you this week. All right, we move to third quarter live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. This is Sloan Pelican. Pelican into the corner to Dollinghouse for three. Shot is up and good. Camden Dollinghouse opens with a quick three from the baseline left side in the corner. And just like that, it's 47-20. HTRS Dunlap with the ball to the corner right side. Brant Leach. Leach back up to Dunlap. Ryken Davis. Davis feeds to Vaughn. Vaughn reverses in the paint. Can't get there. Look for Dunlap. Now finds Jack Hunsicker with the ball. Hunsicker being chased by Dollinghouse. Hunsicker lost the ball off his foot. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Johnson Brock. Don't forget Pawnee City and Weeping Water coming up after this one as the second half of our doubleheader. Johnson Brock with the basketball now setting their offense. Dollinghouse across court pass to Nick Perriott. Perriott feeds underneath into the corner. Open look. Dollinghouse right side for three. Off no good. Chasing the ball down. Good hustle by Sloan Pelican to get that loose basketball. Here's Pelican for three. It rims around in and out of there. Won't go. And this goes out of bounds off of Kason Dollinghouse. HTRS will have the basketball under the Johnson Brock basket. Inbound the pass to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap brings it up the court. Sets against a man-to-man defense to Ryken Davis in the paint. He's double-teamed. Davis tries to make a move to the basket. Fall-away shot up and good by Brogan Dunlap. Somehow Ryken Davis got that ball into the hands of Dunlap for a shot in the paint. Dollinghouse right side, Sloan Pelican. Barron's in traffic. Back out to Sloan in the corner. Skip pass across court on the far side. Kason Dollinghouse. Here's Perriott. Perriott gets tripped up and goes down hard on the baseline. Will not be a shooting foul. It'll just be Johnson Brock's ball on the baseline. We'll see who it's on.
That foul is on number 44, Ryken Davis. His first personal foul of the half.
With the basketball on the right side is Nick Perriott. We mentioned earlier, Perriott celebrating his 18th birthday today, playing basketball here for Johnson Brock. Doing it with a sore ankle, too. Into the corner, Pelican with a shot for three that's off the rim. Ryken Davis with the rebound. Fast break to Hunsicker. Hunsicker couldn't get the lay-in. Kicks it out into the corner. Long three shot is up and off. No good. Rebound. Fast break the other way. Here's Perriott. Perriott, spin move underneath the basket. Ball away shot off the glass up, in and out. No. Rebound, Dollinghouse. Follow shot. Got it. And he is fouled. Camden Dollinghouse got the put back. He's in double figures, has 10 points now, and he'll be at the line for the and one.
That foul will be on number 12, Brogan Dunlap. His first personal foul of the half. Second team foul for HTRS.
At the free throw line will be Camden Dollinghouse. He has 10 points so far. Free throw is up and good. Got her down. He's got 11. 50-22 now. Johnson Brock with the lead. 5:48 to play, third period. Here comes HTRS. JB still in that man-to-man defense. They've been running all afternoon. Ball goes out of bounds. Very displeased with himself is Brennan Vaughn, the sophomore. Just as he let go of the pass, the player zigged when he should have zagged down there, and it went up into the stands. Johnson Brock with the possession underneath the basket. Perriott snuck in behind the defense. In the paint, shot is up and good. Nick Perriott, believe it or not, that's his first 2 points of the ball game. He does have a sore ankle, been kind of nursing that along a little bit. Here's a long three from the right wing for HTRS, up and off, no good. Rebound Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse to the right wing to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen driving layup. Oh, he got hammered. Kaysen will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
There's a couple people down there, but that foul will be on number 44, Ryken Davis. His second personal foul of the half, third team foul for the Titans.
That's also Ryken's third personal foul for the game. So at the free throw line, Dollinghouse, first shot is up, off, no good. Get another attempt coming here. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's a 30-point lead now for Johnson Brock. Dollinghouse ready for his second free throw attempt. Shot is up, and it's good. Hit that one. Put her down, and HTRS will have the basketball. Hunter Bowling. He kind of tweaked an ankle there earlier in the game, but he seems to be all right now. Looks like he's back at full speed. Bowling with the inbound pass. Kojal. Kojal over to the left wing to Vaughn. Vaughn hands right back to Kojal. He works to the top of the key. Feeds inside looking for Bowling. Ball stolen away. Van Winkle. Van Winkle wants to go in for a driving layup. He will be fouled. And we'll see Chase Van Winkle at the free throw line. He'll have a chance to get into the scorebook here as he'll be shooting two shots for Johnson Brock.
That will be the fourth personal foul on 44 Ryken Davis, but there's a timeout on the floor, so we'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we mentioned earlier that Ellen and Deb Adams are listening to the broadcast tonight from the Caribbean at St. Martin. Well, I'll tell you, Adams, is I've been to the St. Martin Island a couple of times on a cruise ship. Beautiful island, beautiful area. I don't know if you heard that weather forecast at halftime. We've got highs of 20 predicted in the next day or two here in southeast Nebraska. So enjoy the island breezes at St. Martin. Glad to have you tuned in. Johnson Brock at the free throw line will be Chase Van Winkle. He'll be shooting two shots. Van Winkle, 5'11", junior, takes aim for the free throw. The shot is up. It's off the back of the rim, but he'll get another try.
Your time in the third quarter right now, 4:51. Your Eagles leading 53-22.
Second free throw is up and good for Chase Van Winkle. He got the second one to fall. And here comes HTRS. Hunter Bowling left side. Goes to Alex Kojal. Kojal with the ball. Tries to take it to the corner. Flips it out to his teammate on the right wing. It goes off of Brant Leach's fingertips. Turnover goes out of bounds into the stands. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Really, this wasn't really very close, even at the beginning. 21-9 after one quarter. 44-20 at halftime. Now here midway through the third quarter. Here's a long three up and good once again from the top of the circle. Was that Kaler? I believe it was, yes. Brody Kaler with his fifth three-pointer of the ball game. And if I'm correct, I think the freshman has hit 5 out of 6 from three-point range. I can only recall one miss that he's put up from outside the arc. He's having a big night here, Brody, with 16 points thus far. Turnover gives the ball back to Johnson Brock. Eagles inside the paint. Dollinghouse up top to Kaler. Top of the key. Buckmeyer with the basketball to the right side. Again finds Bowie. A cross-court pass. There's another long three. This one is in and out of there. That one wouldn't drop. Kaler's had the hot hand. He's 5 of 7 from three-point range. That one was in there and then rimmed out on him. The rebound to HTRS. Titans basketball. This is Brendan Vaughn handling the ball. Across court to the far side to Dunlap. Into the corner, Jack Hunsicker with the dribble. Back up top to Dunlap to the near side on the wing. Brendan Vaughn handles the ball. Man-to-man defense, as we've seen throughout the ball game by Johnson Brock. Trying to penetrate toward the bucket is Rogan Dunlap. Can't get there. Passes out to Hunter Bowling. Bowling inside the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Stolen away. Flip back in, grabbed by Bowling. He gives to Hunsicker. Spin move, Hunsicker to the basket. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Jack Hunsicker at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for HTRS.
They'll call that foul on number 10, Chase Van Winkle, his first personal foul of the game. First team foul for the half for the Eagles.
Jack Hunsicker shooting two free throws. The first one is up and off. Just off the edge of the rim, he'll get another try. Hunsicker, 6'2", senior. He had 10 points last night against Lord. Second shot is up, off also, wouldn't go. He was in double figures last night against the Knights. Johnson Brock's basketball. Chase Van Winkle, a cross-court pass to Brody Kaler. Top of the key, Jalen Behrens to the near side. Lob pass underneath. Back to the top of the circle once again. Garrison Bowie. Now Kaler holds the ball. Mr. 5 for 7 from three-point range tonight. Lob pass Van Winkle in the corner. Kaler. Kaler's going to launch another one. He got it. Wow. Brody Kaler, the freshman, is having himself some kind of a sub-district ball game. He now has 6 3-pointers and 21 points in the basketball game. With the ball on the left side, driving lay-in up. Got it, and he's fouled. Nice move to the basket by Brendan Vaughn. Vaughn with his first 2 points as he got that one to drop.
That foul will be on number 21, Jalen Behrens. That'll be his second personal foul, second team foul for the Eagles.
At the free throw line, the shot is up and good for Brendan Vaughn. He's got 3 points now in the ballgame. And here comes Johnson Brock, near side with the ball. Bowie. Bowie up to the top of the key, feeds the right side to Behrens. That's Jalen Behrens. Behrens dumps it inside. Buckmeyer moves to the basket, goes up with a shot that won't fall, fights for the rebound. What a jump ball call. Behrens down there battling with Brant Leach. A held ball call, possession arrow favors HTRS. We haven't had a lot of held balls here tonight. And Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, has just emptied the bench. Let's pick them all up here. Help me identify them. Dalton Knippelmeyer's in the ballgame. Gravatt's in there. Who else we got on the floor?
Grady Behrens, Hayden Gravatt, Austin Meyer.
All right. With the basketball, thank you. Hunsicker on the right side, driving. Tried to put a shot up inside the paint. A whistle. I don't know if that was a shot or a pass attempt. I think they're just going to give him the ball on the baseline. Who's the foul on?
That'll be on number 15, Garrison Bowie. That'll be his first personal foul, third team foul for the Eagles.
Here's a long three for HTRS. It's off the rim, doesn't go. Put up by rebound, brought down by Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with the outlet pass. Gives the ball to Bowie. Bowie will set the offense. Gravatt over on the left wing. Now Dalton Knippelmeyer handles the ball to the top of the key. Right side with it. That's Gravatt into Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer wanted to move to the basket. Got a huge size advantage on Bowling under there. Got a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, against HTRS.
Yep, that foul will be on number 2, Brennan Vaughn. His second personal foul, 15 foul for the Titans.
Eagles basketball. Commanding lead here, 60-25. There's an inbound pass stolen. Fast break, driving layup. Vaughn put up, couldn't get it. But Brendan will be fouled. He'll be going to the free throw line to shoot two shots for HTRS.
That foul will be on number 2, Hayden Gravatt. His first personal foul, fourth team foul for the Eagles.
At the free throw line, Brennan Vaughn. He's one out of one from the line tonight. Here shooting two. First one is up and good. He's now got 4 points, and he's a perfect 2 for 2 at the charity stripe. Brennan Vaughn ready for his second free throw shot. It's on the way up and good. Got them both. He's 3 for 3 now from the line on the evening. Here comes Johnson Brock up court with the basketball. Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt beats it to Bowie. Bowie onto the right side now. With the ball in the corner. Baseline right side down deep. Austin Meyer. Help me out with 20. I don't have a 20 on my roster. Okay. That's Meyer with the basketball up top. Knippelmeyer. Here's a long three from the left side. Up and off, no good. That shot put up by Gravatt. And as clock is down to 35 seconds, HTRS slows things down here a little bit. Rogan Dunlap to the near side to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn into Hunsicker. Hunsicker behind the back dribble, picks up the dribble. Back up again to Vaughn across to the far side. Dunlap with the basketball. Again comes to Vaughn. Now Bowling. Bowling feeds inside. Dunlap driving, laying up. No. Whistle, foul, and Rogan Dunlap will be at the free throw line. Rogan has hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line so far tonight. Has 9 points in the basketball game. He'll be shooting 2 shots right here.
That foul will be on number 20, Grady Barron. That'll be his first personal foul, 15 foul for the Eagles.
First free throw is up and off for Brogan Dunlap. He had made 5 out of 6 before that shot. Here's his second attempt. It's on the way up. This one is good. Got the roll on that and the fall. He now has 10 points in double figures for Brogan Dunlap. Right side with the ball is Meyer. Lob pass. There's Knippelmeyer. Jump shot short off the front of the rim. Rebound Bowling. Shot at the buzzer won't fall. After three quarters, 60-28, Johnson Brock on top.
We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be right back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. Randy Gatula, Clara Heller with you tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock up 60-28 as we move into the fourth period. Eagles with the basketball. Sloan Pelican into the corner. Dollinghouse for three. No. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Leighton Behrens. Behrens now with 6 points in the ballgame. And here comes HTRS with the basketball. Hunter Bowling, a cross-court pass. Brogan Dunlap, long a pass, shot, something, didn't get there. Johnson Brock comes away with a basketball. Inside the paint, driving layup, put up by Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse, he will be fouled. Dollinghouse will be at the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots for Johnson Brock.
They'll call that foul on number 44, Ryken Davis. That'll be his fifth personal foul. He'll foul out.
Ryken Davis, a 6'2 senior, fouling out. Possibly saw his last minutes of high school basketball just now. He finishes with 1 point tonight. Here's a free throw up and good. Free throw put in by Camden Dollinghouse. Camden has 12 points now. Second shot is up. It's good also. Both of those hit the front of the rim, and then he got the roll on him. Got him to drop. All right, HTRS down court. Here's a steal at midcourt. Breakaway lay-in up and good by Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse with the steal and the breakaway lay-in. Dunlap with the basketball. Works to the right side. Now comes back to the near side with a pass to Vaughn. Vaughn holds it for a minute. Oh, his pass is going to be wide of the mark. I think there's only three seniors. Well, maybe four on this HTRS team. You have four. Jack Hunsicker, Tennyson, also Brant Leach, Balo Uribe Rodriguez, listed as a senior, and Ryken Davis, of course, as we mentioned. All right, with the basketball for Johnson Brock, Chase Van Winkle, inside the paint, Buckmeyer kicks it to the corner for a long three. Up and good, getting the three from the corner. That was Kaler again. What a night Brody Kaler's having. That is 7 3-pointers now for Brody Kaler. 69, 28, 31-point lead. 41-point lead. And HTRS just kind of letting the air out of things here a little bit now. We've got a running clock going, so with the basketball, Hunter Bowling to the right wing. To Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker lobs it underneath. There's a look for a lay-in that doesn't go but a whistle and a foul. The clock will keep ticking away. We've got the running clock. At the free throw line will be Brogan Dunlap. Brogan is in double figures. He has 10 points so far. He'll be shooting two shots here.
They'll call that foul on number 10, Chase Van Winkle. His second personal foul, fifth team foul for the Eagles.
First free throw is up and good for Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap, just a sophomore. He's got a lot of high school basketball ahead of him. Brogan Dunlap, second free throw is up. It's good also. He's getting close to equaling last night's 16 points that he had. See, he's got, I believe, 12 or 13 so far tonight. Now Johnson Brock with the basketball and the lead. Into the corner, Kaler again. This one is short. Brody has been feeling it over there. He's hit seven of those. He's 7 of 10 right now. I've been keeping track here. Not bad, 70%. There's a long three put up by Hunsicker that doesn't go. Buckmeyer with the rebound brings the ball down court. Kaler's going to launch another one. It's short. He's feeling it. The freshman not afraid to launch that puppy over there. He's hit seven of them tonight. I think he's thinking, why not? You're up by, 39 points. There's another one for Kaler. Off the rim doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul on the fight for the rebound. The foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock, I believe on Jalen Behrens. I'm going to have to wait till they confirm it, but I think Jalen was the one that walked away looking guilty.
Yeah, that foul is on Jalen Behrens. That'll be his third personal foul, 17 fouls for the Eagles, and both teams in bonus.
At the free throw line, Hunter Bowling. Free throw is up and good. Hunter Bowling now with 5 points of the night. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll let you know how your favorite player did individually, have a complete breakdown of all the numbers for you. Second shot is up and good also for Hunter Bowling. He's got 6 points now. And here come the subs off the bench once again for Johnson Brock. Dalton Knibbelmeyer, Austin Meyer. What? I must have missed something here. What is the what's the crowd upset about? Did you see it?
I think just taking freshman Taylor out.
Oh, they wanted him to keep shooting, I guess. That's what they were about. Okay, a cross-court pass to Gravatt. Here's a steal for the breakaway layup. All the way in off the glass. Up and good is Brant Leach. He's got 5 points for the senior, playing his final game in a Titan uniform. We've had fun watching these HTRS seniors over the last 3 or 4 years. Knippelmeyer feeds into the corner, back up onto the left wing. Gravatt with the basketball. Just a freshman is Hayden Gravatt to the near side. Bowie, a sophomore, handles it. Again, baseline in the corner. Looking for Knippelmeyer for the lob inside the paint. You can get the feeling Dalton wants the basketball. He's got it. Here he goes. A little turn. Hook shot up and good. Dalton Knippelmeyer with the left-handed hook shot in the paint. You can see that one coming a mile away, Cliff. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. Is that right? Yes. I think it's just a, wait a minute, just a substitution timeout. They won't actually meet up. They'll keep the keep the game going here. They're just going to put subs in the ball game and continue with the contest. Sitting down, back into the ball game now is Brennan Vaughn. Alex Kozel in the contest, HTRS with the ball. 71-34, if we haven't given the score recently. 2 minutes, 44 seconds of play. Here's a long three in and out. Rebound, Dalton Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer gets the outlet pass down court into the corner. Baseline left side, Bowie with the ball. Up top to Gravatt, back to Bowie. He'll launch a three from the left side that's off and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Emmett Glodar. Glodar gets the defensive board, puts the outlet pass out to Brogan Dunlap. To Glodar in the corner. That ball went way over his head, goes off the wall out of bounds, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for the postgame wrap-up show. A look at all the individual scoring in the ball game. Down to 2 minutes to play here with a running clock in this one. Johnson Brock's basketball. Setting the offense, looking for Meyer under the bucket. He wanted to pass. He was open for a minute. With the dribble is Gravatt. Underneath the basket, off the glass. Shot is up and good. Getting that bucket was Grady Behrens, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Grady that got the two. Grady wasn't listed here in my roster. I found him down here in the footnotes finally. A minute 35 to go. Here's a three that's blocked by Meyer. Meyer gets the down court pass, feeds it underneath. In traffic, Gravatt lost the handle on it to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer has the ball knocked away from him. With the steal, fast break the other way. Under the basket, turnaround spin move up and off, no good. Try for a follow shot, fall away shot is up and good, and a foul. Getting the bucket, I believe, is that Dunlap still in there? Yes, it was. That was Brogan Dunlap. And he'll be at the basket for the and one. Who's the foul on? Still waiting. Behrens, maybe? Free throw on the way up,
yeah.
And good. Getting the free throw to drop was Brogan Dunlap. He's had a good night at the line. He's, I believe, 9 of 11 from the free throw line tonight. Less than a minute to go here. 73-37. Again, stay tuned for our postgame wrap-up. Give you all the individual scoring. Johnson Brock in no hurry. Austin Meyer with the basketball. Gives it up top to Gravatt. Johnson Brock could just dribble this thing out here if HTRS will let him. Garrison Bowie with the ball. To Gravatt, top of the key, off to Dalton Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer around the horn into the corner. Left side, again, got top, it comes to Gravatt. Over to Bowie, less than 10 seconds to go. Bowie should just dribble this out. Austin Meyer in the corner. Up top again to Bowie. Here's the buzzer. Your final score tonight, 73-37. Johnson Brock will advance in the D1 boys sub-district. They will play Thursday night against the winner of our coming game that's coming up, Pawnee City and Weeping Water. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and call your local Dakin HVAC dealer.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. Your final score tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles posting a 73-37 win over the HTRS Titans. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Clara Heller. It's time now for our postgame scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, individual scoring, first of all, for HTRS. They were led tonight by Brogan Dunlap. He had 15 points in the ballgame. Hunter Bowling finished with 6. 5 for Brennan Vaughn. Jack Hunsicker also had 5, as did Brant Leach. 1 point tonight for Ryken Davis for their total of 37. From the free throw line, HTRS hit 17 out of 23 attempts at the charity stripe. Scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles, 3 players in double figures, led by the freshman, Brody Kaler. Brody came off the bench and hit 7 three-pointers tonight, finished with 22 points in the basketball game. Also in double figures, Camden Dollinghouse had 15. Sloan Pelican finished with 13 in the basketball game, 7 for Kaysen Dollinghouse. Leighton Behrens with 6. 3 for Lane Buckmeyer, 7 for Kaysen Dollinghouse. Nick Perriott with 2, and adding 1 was Chase Van Winkle. Grady Behrens had 2 near the end for their total of 73. Johnson Brock hit 13 out of 16 free throw attempts in tonight's contest. With the win, the Johnson Brock Eagles advance to the sub-district semifinals. They will be played here Thursday night. They'll play against the winner of our next game up here, Weeping Water and Pawnee City. You will hear that game live here on Sunny 101.3. Clara Heller from Johnson Brock Broadcasting, been beside me all night. Clara, good job tonight. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're just a freshman, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll have you back several times before we let you graduate, okay?
I hope so.
All right. So that'll wrap it up for the first half of our basketball doubleheader. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with the pregame show for the second half of tonight's broadcast. That's all for now here on Sunny 101.3.